These days, there's no shortage of product reviews out there. In fact, there are too many for consumers to actually comb through. Now, a technique for mining those product reviews, invented at Virginia Tech's Pamplin School of Business to examine car safety, is for the first time being applied to children's toys. Matthew Winkler is a senior majoring in business and information technology. He's the lead author on a soon-to-be-published study on how certain words in a review the researchers call smoke words signal early warnings of hazards. That's even if none has yet occurred. And that's significant because currently the Consumer Product Safety Commission responds to toy hazards only after they cause an injury.
But using the smoke word method, we can pretty much, before the CPSC tests it or responds to a call of an injury from a parent, we can use an automated system to prevent a lot of that from occurring and hopefully save a couple of lives even.
Associate Professor of Business and Information Technology Alan Abrahams is part of the team that came up with this text mining program. He says it's not just about checking those one-star reviews for red flags, because sometimes clues to hazards are embedded in positive reviews. Consumers may like a product, and it may not have yet caused injury, but people often extrapolate potential problems that they see could happen. Then they warn others about them in their reviews.
The ability to make use of the wisdom of the crowd, of consumers' intelligence about what might be a concern with a toy, I think can give the Consumer Product Safety Commission a workforce of literally thousands of concerned parents as opposed to merely a few hundred product specialists.
Once the study on text mining for toy safety is published, its creators hope the new technique will be used by toy manufacturers, retailers, consumer safety agencies, and consumers to prevent injuries. Currently, according to the Center for Injury Research and Policy, toy-related incidents send a child to the emergency room somewhere in this country every 3 minutes. I'm Robbie Harris.